means Om Tat Sat, the Absolute Truth. Sanyas, to establish. The renouncement, simply giving up something, is not very good idea. You must have something better. Param Vishyani Vattati, if you get something better, then you give up something inferior. Our Vaishnava philosophy, renouncement means renouncement of sense gratitude. The Mahavad Sanyas means karmatya. Simply reading Vedanta philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, everything given up. But our Vaishnava philosophy is giving up the wrong thing and accepting the right, side by side. Simply if I give up, it will not stay very long time. If I simply by sentiment give up, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya, this world is false, and Brahma is the real reality. So there are so many sannyasis we see, they give up the so-called mithya world and come to the Brahma realization by meditation. By meditation, meditation, then meditation means hospital and school. Because there is no Brahma, there is no reality. So, after much meditation, comes to the conclusion that now I am a sannyasi, I must open school, college, and Daridra Narayan Seva, and Goat Narayan Killing. This kind of sannyas has no need. Daridra Narayan Seva by killing Goat Narayan. Goat is not Narayan. Simply Daridra Narayan. If you accept one as Narayan, why should you not accept the other as Narayan? So, this kind of false sannyas is not accepted by the Vaishnava. Vaishnava, they accept sannyas for better activities. For better activities means dedicated life for satisfying Supreme Law. Mamekam saranam. Anyone who has sacrificed his life for Krishna, he is sannyas. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anasritam karma phalam karjam karma karoti ja. Sa sannyas. Na nirabhi na tapriya. One who has given up. The sannyas is not supposed to cook. Nirabhi. And non-Iramni, non-Yogi. But anasthita karma phala. Tyag means karma phala tyag. This is tyag, real tyag. Suppose you are working, you are doing some business and getting lakhs of rupees, profits. If you can give up that profit for Krishna, so that is sannyas. Otherwise, I shall enjoy fully the profit and I have become a great devotee. No. Sannyas means, as it is stated, anasritam karma phalam. Karma phalam, there must be some karma fall, whatever you do, there must be some reason, bad or good. So, anasritam, without taking shelter of the result of activities. Karjam karma karma. It is my duty. That's why Arjun did. Arjun understood that Krishna wanted the fight. He took a kajam ra. This I must do. Krishna wants it. Because my business is to satisfy Krishna. I cannot become non-violent as I wanted to become. Falsely, Krishna, I don't want to fight with my cousin brothers, my nephew, my grandfather. That was my sense gathering. Krishna immediately said, oh, what kind of nonsense you are talking that you won't find a home fight? This is not good. What kind of nonsense you are speaking? You have come to fight in the battle field and now you are talking that non-violence. So, don't talk about this nonsense because you are my friend, my cousin brother. It does not look well. Anarjajistam, asasdam afutsikaram. These things are done by the anarja, not by gentleman. Anarjajistam. Akitikara. This will be infamous for you. Don't do like that. Then he explained to me Bhagavad Gita. And when he understood, then he took sannyas. What is that sannyas? So he said, what a long time. Yes, I'll fight. That's it. So this is sannyas. Anasita Parno Phalam. He was first of all judging. If I kill my cousin brothers, my grandfather, there will be bad results. I'll go to hell. Now, later on decided hell or him. I don't care for it. That is called anasthita. I don't take shelter of hell and hell. I take shelter of Krishna. A devotee does not discriminate what is hell and what is heaven. Narayana Parasarvi na kutasthana vidvati. One is Narayana Parasarvi, devotee. He doesn't care what is hell or hell. Sarva avarga narakeshvati tullatha darshan. A devotee, just like Narayana, he goes to hell. He goes to heaven. He has got freedom to go everywhere. For him there is no hell, there is no heaven. He is preaching Krishna consciousness wherever he goes. That's all. He has nothing to do. Just like we went to that Sabarmati jail in Ahmedabad. We were received by the jail authorities where Gandhi was put into jail. Who was with me? Is that? You are also. No. So we went to jail. They made very good arrangement. The prisoners, they received us. They chanted Hare Krishna mantra. So it was a good function. So we went to jail, but what we have got to is the jail. We have no business with the jail. Similarly, sometimes we are invited in a rich man's house, governor's house. We go there, and that is him. So we have nothing to take either from this heaven or from the hell. We have to chant Hare Krishna mantra anyway. Very often. So Narayana Parasattva na kutasthana vidvati sarva apavarga narakeshvati tullatha darshan. So this announcement for preaching Krishna consciousness, that is real sannyas. Just like when I went to your country. Actually, sometimes I have to live in a hell, according to our Indian standard, Vedic standard. So what can be done? Hell or heaven, I have to do my duty. It doesn't matter. Actually, I do not want to describe this thing. So, this sannyas means do not care for personal sense activities. So, this is inconvenient, this is convenient. Simply go on with it. Krishna consciousness. So, संन्यास सनाश्रित कर्म फलों का अर्जन कर्म करो पिया सह संन्यासी योगी ही योगी ही सन्यासी नवृत्ति ही सिंपली वर्किंग फॉर कृष्ण देयर विल बी सम मेजर लॉस ऑफ गेन सो इफ देयर इज लॉस दैट इज कृष्ण इफ देयर इज गेन दैट इज लॉस नॉट दैट लॉस इज कृष्ण एंड गेन इज माइन नॉट लाइक दैट Everything is us. We have to work for Krishna. To take this mantra.
Here's a copy of the two mantras. Two pages.
First, Baba Ramdata. You are the best. Stand this mantra. Etang. No, stand up. Etang. Etang. Samaskhaya. Paratma. Nishkam. उपासितम पूर्व समय महद्भि अहम करिष्यामि दुरंत पारम तमो मुकुन्दांधि निषेवयैव एतां समास्थाय परात्मा निष्ठां उपासितं पूर्व समये महद्भि अहं करिष्यामि दुरंत पारं तमो मुकुन्दांधि निषेवयैव एतां समास्थाय परात्मा मुख्यां उपासितं पूर्व समये महद्भि अहम् करिष्यामि दुरंता पारम् तमो मुकुन्दांधि निशे वैव Give him that. So the purpose of this verse, Idam Samasthaya, this sannyas order, I am accepting. Why? Idam Samasthaya, Paratma Nishtham. Just to fix up my mind steadily on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Paratma. My only life is meant for serving the Supreme Lord. Original Nara, not Daridra Nara. That is my nishtha. Itam samasthaya paratma nishtha. If we serve the Supreme Narayana, the Daridra Narayana is automatically, there is no such word as Daridra Narayana. The poor souls, they can be served automatically. Just like Tarormula Nishikanena, Tippanti Tastanda Vijokusha. If the root is water, then the trunk and branches and the twigs and the leaves and the flowers automatically. Pranopahara sadhatindriyana. Pranopahara, it is like offering pushta to the stomach. Then every indriya, every sense is satisfied. Two examples are given. You want me to argue? Suppose I am watering, that is also nice. I water to the root, I water to the leaf also. The injunction is that there is no necessity of watering the leaf. You simply water the root. But if you argue that what is the harm, suppose I look, offer water to the root as well as to the leaves and twigs. That's why somebody says, all right, why you shall only worship Krishna, why not other demigod? All this is not necessary. But the next example is given that pranopahara-sajathendhyana, just like offering foodstuff to the stomach, the senses automatically become healthy. And now if you say in the same way, just like offering to the root as well as to the leaf, that yes, I shall offer foodstuff to the stomach as well as to the ears and eyes, then what the result is? The result will be that your eyes and ears will be stopped functioning. Therefore, this very example is given. This is not required at all. Similarly, by worshipping Krishna, you don't require to endeavor to worship the demigods, to worship the darigras, to worship the trees and that. It will be automatically done. Just like in our temples, everywhere, we are daily feeding so many daridras. So many. In Los Angeles, in New York, and Mayapur also, daily we are feeding 500 to 1,000 people. They are daridras. So, that is the duty of every temple. There is feeding not only Hindus and only, but Muslims also. Anyone come here and take prasad. And the whole village is so satisfied with this activity. Temple means that must be sufficient foodstuff. Anyone who comes for foodstuff, he should be. So, by worshipping Krishna, these things automatically, there is no need of extra paratmanish, kajitikal paratmanish. Itam samasthaya paratmanishtha. Yes. Not only now, from time immemorial, all the temples in India, they have got sufficient foodstuff. Even a nathodara, if you pay them only 2 anas or 4 anas, they will give so much nice foodstuff. The 2 anas, 4 anas, they take peacefully or as they pay. Otherwise, prasad is distributed. So, by worshipping Krishna, Krishna is not hungry. He is fully satisfied. He doesn't require to eat. Temple worship means to distribute the prasadam to the poor. That is temple worship. Temple worship does not mean that you bring some rice from the nevaras and cook it and eat yourself and sleep down. Yes. No. Temple worship means you must distribute prasada to the poor. Everyone is poor, not that the rich man is not poor. Actually, I have seen one rich man who was coming for asking some prasada. In my reform, I take when I was director, I was going in so many temples asking for some prasada. That belongs to. So, there is no question that if one is financially poor, he should come to the temple. Everyone should come to the temple and ask for prasad. That is required. So, paratmanichha, the sannyasi should worship the deity in the temple and feed the poor. Poor does not mean that one who has no leg, no ears, or no. Poor, everyone who is spiritually poor, he should be given prasada by eating prasada sadhukthana hamidasu pajatu. That is called paratmanishtha. Yogva, it is called Jagyasustasana Santamuchanti Sadhupins. It is not co-giving. It is distributing the resultant action of Yogya. This worship is Yogya. So Jagyasustasana, if you feed some man, not the so-called poor, everyone, then they will be freed from their sinful activities. Jagyasustasana Santa. Mucchante sarva kirmisai. Kirmisai means sinful activity. Therefore, Prasad Dushkiti. Because everyone is engaged simply Dushkiti, you know, simply sinful activity. Eating everything, doing everything, and their life is full of sinful activities. Therefore, to deliver them, this Prasad distribution is required. Mucchante sarva kirmisai. Not that cooking like a hotel, and sometimes out of compassion we distribute prasadam. That kind of means bhunjanti te abham papam je pachanti atmakar, simply for giving myself or yourself. That's like in marriage ceremony and other ceremonies we do. That bhunjanti te abham papam, they're simply eating. Papa. Therefore, we are prohibited to take prasada anywhere and everywhere. Because if there is no deity worship, if we take food from their house, then we partake the result and action of their sinful activities. We should be careful. Unless it is prasada, if we accept invitation from anywhere and everywhere, that means we are accepting the sinful activity, resultant action of the sin person. Therefore, a sannyasi, it was formally, this was the regulation that sannyasi would take prasadam in the house of a brahman, because a brahmana is supposed to be worship of Narayan. In every house of a brahmana, there was Narayan's life state, some rigid brahmin to worship. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he did not accept prasada from a non-Vaishnava Brahma. He must be Brahmana at the same time Vaishnava. Then he does. So this regulation we should follow. We should not accept food, prasada. If anyone wants to give us food, then he must arrange for cooking food and offering to the Naya, to the Vishnu, Krishna, then we can take. This is it. But otherwise, bhunjante abham papam je pachanti anam. People who are cooking for eating oneself, that cooking, that eating is simply sin. Without prasadam, whatever we eat, that is your eating sin. That's all. Therefore, we must suffer. We should be careful. Bhunjante iti abham papam. This is parātma nishtha. That we should not accept anything which is not offered to Vishnu or Krishna. Parātma nishtha. Itam samākhāya. Parātma nishtha. This nishtha is not invented by us. Purvatamai mahadhi upāsitam. All great predecessors, they are rather sannyasis, Kamanutāda Madhyātāda, in Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, you are sannyasis. So, Purvatamai Mahadhi Upāsitam, this action was executed by our previous āchāra. Purvatamai Mahadhi Upāsitam. Mahadhi. Mahajana Dina Gatasya Pantha, you have to follow the Ācāra. Ācāra Upāsana. Aham, say, what is the reason? Aham Parishtāmi, I shall cross over Parishtāmi. Durantapā, the extensive, unlimitedly extensive, the ocean of material existence. Aham Parishtāmi Durantapā, Tamo. Tamo means this material world, which is dark. Because our business is to go out of this darkness with light. Tamasīmā dhūtirgamā We have to go to the light. So this is the path. And what is that process? Tamo. Mukundam hin nisi vaiva. Mukundam means Krishna. One who is liberated. Hari. Hari means one who takes her all the sinful activities. Ankva sarva papi bhama krishna. He's taking. Therefore his name is Hari. Mukundam. See, another name is Mukunda. Mukunda means Muk means Mukti. And Ananda means bliss. Krishna gives you Mukti, deliverance from this tama, this material world, and gives you transcendental bliss. Therefore, his name is Mukunda. Mukundangi, to lotus feet of Mukunda. Nishivaiva, simply by touch, the lotus feet of Mukunda, I can do this. This is the seventh circumstance. So this sannyas order, although it is prohibited in this age, because so many rascals will accept sannyas and do all nonsense things. Therefore sannyas is prohibited. Just like nowadays in Kali Yuga, some of the sannyasis are eating meat. Disaster. So, this kind of rascal sannyasis is prohibited in the sastra. Sannyasam palaparitika. Devareno sutatpatti kalau pancha vibharjaya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vaishnava Acharya, they took sannyas for preaching. Not for doing rascal. Preaching. So, Mukundaham Nishivai. Mukundanghi Nishivai. Simply as telling, Mukunda, Krishna, what does he want? He wants that the philosophy of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, should be spread all over the world. You take up this determination and be steady in your sannyasi. That is my request. Thank you.